Ayrev Tov Rabotai, we are on the top of Kaf Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. So this Mishnah, it's quite interesting that the run for this Mishnah can be found on none other than Daf Yudchet Amud Bet. Yeah, because this Mishnah is really a follow-up of the previous Mishnah. If you remember, the previous Mishnah said, Stam Nedarim Leachmir Uferushan Lehakel. How do we explain that? That was Shabbat's Daf. Yeah. In general, the language, if the language of the neder can be interpreted two different ways, which way do we go? Le'achmir. But if the guy comes and says, I meant this and this, what's the halakha? He's believed, even though it's the more lenient. Now the Mishnah explains. Says the Mishnah, Nadar becherin, ve'amar lo nadarti ela becherimo shel yam. Guy makes a cherim, and he says, no, when I said cherim, I meant cherim shel yam, which is the net, a fish net. Come on. I was making a neder by a fishnet. It says, Bekorban. He made a neder Bekorban, Vamar, Lo nadarti ele Bekorbanot shel melachim. Says, I meant the korbanot of kings, not real korbanot of Bet HaMikdash. Hare atzmi korban. If he's talking to a person and he says, what's atzmi in Lashon HaKodesh? Myself. My being is korban to you. Whoa, what's that? He's making a sur. He says, no, what did I mean by that? Vamar, Lo nadarti ele be'etzem shinachti li liot noderbo. I meant I have a special bone at home that I use for neder purposes. What's the common denominator here? What's this guy doing?
He gives an explanation to
the Yeah, he's playing games, this guy. Now he says, or konam ishtin henetli ve'amar lo nadarti ele birishti arishona shegirashti. A guy makes a konam on his wife, and they say, okay, your wife's asur. He says, no, I meant my ex-wife. Says ma al kulan en nishalin nahin, by all of them you do not do hatara for them. Ve'im nishalu, if you did hatara for them, onshin otan u'machmirin alehin, we punish them and we're machmir on them, on these people. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Gemara is going to explain that, which means Rabbi Meir seems to say it's not annullable, and if you did annul it, we still do what? Punish and act severely, whatever that means. We'll see soon. V'chachamim omrim, potchin lain petach mimakom acher. Yes, we do. We do make a petach from makom acher, which is charata, which we'll explain. Umlamdim otan, kedesh lo yinagu kalut rosh bindarim. And we teach them not to treat nedarim lightly. So the first part of the Mishnah was pretty self-explanatory. When it came to the halachics of it, though, between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, it's a little bit cryptic. Let's go back to Yudchet Amud Bet to see the rams.
And we said before that if someone gives an explanation,
That's the Gemara. Okay. Padashdi Amarti Lacha. Now he says the Ran. If you look on Yudchet Amud Bet, a little bit past the halfway mark of the Rans, Nadar Becherim, there's like a little asterisk there. Mm-hmm. Yes? Nadar Becherim ve'amar lo nadarti ele becher moshel yam, hashta mefarish ve'azil ketzat perushan le'akel. The Mishnah is now explaining, what does it mean perushan le'akel? Why is it giving all these cases? The guy saying, I'm talking about chirim shel yam, korbanot shel melachim. Why doesn't he give the examples that the Mishnah gave before? Instead of, what did the guy say? Basar maliach, korban shel bet hamikdash, or korban av avodah zara. Why are we giving new, wacko examples of what the guy is saying as opposed to the other possibilities of what the Mishnah brought before? And Daf Yudchet asks the Ram. He says, Rabuta Shmuaynan, it's a chidush. Shafalpi shu mifaresh nidro bedavar zar, sheno kol kach b'mashmaut leshono kechermo shel yam v'ani achrinei, detani afilu achi me'eman. Not only if he says, I meant korban of avodah zarah, that can still, I can stomach that. But if the guy says korban, I meant korban of melach. Somebody talks like that. You're saying far-fetched, weird zachin. Nevertheless, what's the chidush? Neiman. Is it hot in here? Warm? No? Okay, I didn't say anything. He says,
no,
yeah. I don't want to. I don't want to declare war on you. Anyway, Bekitsur, so he says like this. Now he says, Viter, isn't it cold in Russia? So what do you mean to tell me this draft stuff? You guys are supposed to be good with this stuff, no? Michlal hen, michlal lav, ata shomea hen. Now, he says like this. Says the next Ran.
Our Ran says, meheman.
Chake, 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 chake. Ten lo. אני יודע, גם אני קפצתי. Wait. בחרמו של ים, רשת שצדים בדגים מן הים קרויה חרם, it's a net. הרי עצמי קורבן, כלומר, היה מדבר עם חברו ואמר לו, הרי עצמי קורבן, אף על פי שנראה שאוסר עליו גופו כקורבן. It seems like he's prohibiting his body like a קורבן, כי אמר דלה נדר, אלא בעצם שהניח להיות נודר בו, כלומר, שיש לו עצם אחד בתוך ביתו, שיצניעו לכך, I have my vowing bone that I'm using at home, להיות נודר בו מהימן. ועל כולן, here's the halachic, שיש להם מתקשיב, ועל כולן אין נשאלין עליהן, ואם נשאלו מפרש בגמרא דחי כמה. What does he mean? אין נשאלין עליהן בתלמיד חכם, דכי נדר בחרם, ואמר לו נדרתי אלה בחרמו של ים, מהימן, ולצריך שאלה. Says רבי מאיר, you know when it doesn't need התרה at all? בא תלמיד חכם. תלמיד חכם comes and says one of these פירושים, what do we say? טוב, לך. But if it's עם הארץ, then we start getting a little bit stricter. ואם נשאלו, כלומר, יהבי אינש דלה מהימן, אוכגון שהוא עם הארץ, ולפי כך צריך שאלה, עם הארץ says, yeah, this is what I meant. What do we tell the עם הארץ? We give him a look, we say,
yeah,
do me a favor. And therefore, what he needs, התרה, we don't give him the התרה right away, עונשין אותו, אם נהגו היתר בדבר קודם שבאו להישאל עונשין אותו, שאין מתירים להן, עד שינהגו איסור כימים שנהגו בהן היתר, כדי את הבגמרה. Number one, we punish him. When do we punish him? If the guy, without asking for התרה, the עם הארץ, went and started transgressing his neder kacha, what do? We punish him. How? We don't give him hatara until what passes? The amount of days that he treated it flippantly. ומחמירין עליהן שאין פותחין להן בחרתה ואין מתירין אותו עד שימצאו פתח לנדרן. Which means we're going to see later in the next פרק, there are different kinds of hatara. There's hatara לידי חרתה, which is regret, remorse. That's a low-grade hatara. Then there's petach, an opening, which takes it off completely. It's much stronger. We only, after we punish the Am HaAretz, we say, okay, now you want hatara? We're not going to let you off easy with charata. You're going to have to, we're going to have to find a petach for you. So how many chumrot does Rabbi Meir have on the Am HaAretz? Tamid Chacham goes off scot-free. He's believed. Am HaAretz what? Number one. When can you do it for an Am HaAretz right away?
For Am HaAretz, you don't.
Yes, you do. If he didn't transgress it. If he never transgressed it, okay, do it.
Even if he says those.
So he still needs hatara. When can you give hatara to an Am HaAretz right away? When he didn't transgress. The only time we don't give it to Am HaAretz right away, the hatara is when? When he transgressed, he's got to do. So first of all, he's got to pay, he's got to pay the price for transgression. Plus, even when we do it.
Make it hard
with petach as opposed to harata.
So there's no difference between these examples and the before?
Meaning? Nachon, we still don't believe him.
I thought that these examples were examples that you...
Only Tamid Chacham. Only Tamid Chacham. That was Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim disagree. Potchin lo petach mimakom acher. Betar te palige. The Rabbanan argue Rabbi Meir on two counts. Hada, de'in onshin otan, im avru al nidran. Number one, even if they transgressed, we don't punish. Which means, according to the Rabbanan, even if they transgressed, when can we give the Am HaAretz atara? Right away. ועוד שפותחין למחרתה. Number two, leniency, is that we can use חרתה to open his neder. וקרי למקום אחר, why do we call חרתה מקום אחר? משום דלהביה מגופו של neder הפתח. Because the petach is not from the actual neder, it's only, oh, maybe you're remorseful. טוב. ומנמדים אותם שינהגו איסור, אפילו מנדנים הללו. Which means in the beginning, we tell them, alo, don't treat this lightly, you need התרה. You can't just go ahead and transgress. ודווקא בהני דספה, דמשמעותה דידהו, הביה להחמיר תפה מלהקל, עמידן דצריך שאלה, למור כדאית לה, ולמור כדאית לה. אבל בהנך דרשה, דנדר בבשר מליח, יפריש ואמר בשל עבודת כוכבים נדר, וכן כשנדר בחרם, יפריש ואמר בשל כהנים נדר, אפילו בעם הארץ, אינו צריך שאלה. שלמה יסודי says, only when do we not believe the Am HaAretz and we make his life difficult in whatever way according to Rabbi Meir, in whatever way according to the Rabbanan, that's only by Chirmo Shel Yam, whatever those examples he's saying, like, fantastic things. But if he's saying Basar Maliach of Avodah Zarah, things that make a little bit of sense, over there, what's the halacha? Even by Am HaAretz, we believe him, and he doesn't require Sheila. Back to the Gemara Rabotah. Yeah. Only in the Darim will you find such a thing. You find the Mefaresh two dapim before. Now, it says like this. Says the Gemara, Haguf Akashya. I don't get it. It's contradictory. Amarta, אין נשאלין להן, First you tell me that you don't give hatara for them. Ve'adartane im nishalu onchin otanu machmilin anem. If they did hatara, then you punish and you're strict. I thought you said you don't do hatara. What are you talking about? Amar Rav Yehuda, hachi katani, you know what it means? Ve'chulan en tzrichin she'ela. None of them need she'ela. B'med varim emunim, talmid chacham. Any of these explanations do not require she'ela. You believe in talmid chacham. Aval ba'am ha'aret sheba lishael onchin oto u'machmilin alav. Ba'am ha'aret, he needs she'ela, but first of all we punish him and we're machmir. Says the Gemara, what do these two statements mean? We already know what these concepts mean because we saw it in the Ran. But says the Gemara, bishlama. By the way, the Mefarshim are unbelievable because they give you're feeding off the Mefarshim when you read the Gemara. Oh, that's what he meant. You know, they give you background information, so when you read the Gemara, you're more into it. Bishlama, where's everybody? Was there a Jets game? Anyway, it says like this. Yeah, Viter. Yeah. When I was growing up, the Jets always lost. And some things never change. Now, he says, Bishlama, Manasseh. The Giants always lost to them. All the New York teams, besides for the Yankees, they were always bad. Always. The Knicks were terrible. The Nets weren't in Brooklyn yet. They were in Jersey. Anyway, but whatever. Always terrible. Bishlama machmirin de la patrina le becharata. Machmirin means that you don't open with charata. Okay, that I get is the chumra. Ela onshin echidame. What's the onish that we give to the amaretz? Kedetanya, mi shenazar ve'avar al neziruto, en nizkakin lo ad sheinhog bo isur kayamim shenahag bahem heter, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's an example. A person who accepted nezirut, and he just completely disregarded. He drank wine, he did whatever, and now he wants to do hatara on it. What do we tell the guy? Not go do it again necessarily, but what? However long you disregarded your nezirut, now you got to wait, and then we'll talk. Amar Rabbi Yosef, b'med varim amurim bin zirut mu'aitet. That's only by a short nezirut. Aval bin zirut merubah, if he accepted a big nezirut, dayol lamedyom. It's enough to put him in this, you know, detention period for 30 days. And he says, Amar Rabbi Yosef. So what do we see? Same thing over here by the Amaretz who treated it flippantly. Amar Rabbi Yosef, ho'il ve'amri Rabbanan, en nizkakin lo. Since the Rabbanan say, we don't listen to him. Yeah, bedina de mizdakake la avid shapir. A bedin who does help this guy to do atara when it's inappropriate, the bedin is acting inappropriately. Rav Chabar Yaakov says, the chacham who gives the atara in cases where he's not supposed to, you put him in chayran. Now we're going to see.
Just him or the whole bedin?
Whoever was part of the matzah. Now, who are we talking according to? Rabbi Meir the Rabbanan. Huh? Who are we talking to?
Rabbi Meir.
Sounds like according to Rabbi Meir, but let's see. The Ran says a little bit different. Let's see. Says the Ran, about a third of the way down. Aval ben zirut merubak, klomar shaha yoter mishloshim yom, ho'il ve'amur rabbanan en nizkakin lo bedina de mizdakile, la'avid shapir, klomar, delate mahadka amar en nizkakin lo lomar she'en machazerin alav she'ishael nidro. Don't say en nizkakin means that we don't chase him in order to get hatara for his nidir. Afalpi, so he says, shemachzirin achar mi she'lo avar al nidro she'arem kaimon ikrachotech odamir bepirkin din kaman hem kaimon kilu ikirva alaya korban. Because in general, what does Beddin do? If a person made a nidir and he didn't transgress it yet, you know what Beddin does? They chase him in order to try to do what? To offer him hatara. So that he doesn't come to transgress. So I might have thought, in general, a person who didn't transgress his nedir, we don't want him to have it because it's sinful even to have a nedir on you, even if you didn't transgress. So we chase him to try to take it off. So when it says over here, en nizkakin lo, it means what? That we're not going to chase you. But if you come before us, we'll do it. Says the Ran, that's wrong. Umi umbal yishael me'atzmo nizkakin latiro, deleta. He says that's incorrect. Ela bedina de mizdakik le la'avid shapir. Bedin, who even listens to him and gives him the atara, even when he asks for it, is inappropriate. Now the Ran talks about some halachot. Ul'inyan halacha. This is the beauty of the Ran. I love it. One of the favorite poskim of Maran Bet Yosef is the Ran. What's unique about the Ran, I'm not even talking about in Nidarim. Everywhere the Ran talks, he's a mefaresh, but he's also a posik in that he was a very late Rishon, and therefore he had access to the opinions of most of the Rishonim that preceded him. And therefore,
he's a late.
Very late. Very late. early 1300s, which 1300s. Is, yeah. The late 12, early... No. 14... Bet Yosef is considered one of the first Aharonim, and the Bet Yosef was born in 1488.
So, he's considered
no, he's not. No, he's not. Yeah, the Rishonim started petering out. I mean, that line between Rishonim and Aharonim is about early 1400s to 1450. Now, that being said, listen carefully. So he had access to all of the Rishonim, and therefore he was able to bring all the opinions and tell you who he paskins like, or if he argues. But when you read the Ran, you see all of the opinions, that's very like the Bet Yosef himself, because what the Ran did in the Tkufav the Rishonim, the Bet Yosef did by the Tkufav the Acharonim, and then they have a similar style. That's the Bet Yosef brings them down all the time. Whenever there's a Ran, he brings them. Ul'inyan alacha, kai malan kerabanan. כרבנן דמתניתין דאמרי דינדלים הללו אין עונשין אותן ופתחין בהו נמי בחרתה וכדפרישנו במתניתין. We do open up with חרתה, like we said in the Mishnah, because we hold like the רבנן, not like רבי מאיר. ואני מילה בנדרים הללו. But this is only by these kinds of nedarim, which are only חשש דרבנן. Why is it only חשש דרבנן? Because he says he meant this, we don't believe him. Okay, give מטרה. It's only a דרבנן thing. אבל בנדרים דאורייתא, Nehide patchinan behunami b'charata k'dekamelan b'idach pirkin. By nedarim that are really midoraita, yes, we do open with charata as well. Dilcheta potchin b'charata. Miu mishavar alehin uval yishael en iskakin lo ad sheinhog isur. Which means if a person accepted a neder deoraita and he transgressed that neder deoraita, halacha is that even according to the Rabbanan, we're not matir unless he waits that mandatory detention time. וצורבה מרבנן דמזדקיק למיקמי האחי משמתין עלי. A Talmid Chacham who takes off the neder before this mandatory waiting period when he transgressed his neder deoraita, we put that Chacham in Chirim. והוא הדינמי למען דלא פתח לבהן הנדרים פתח ממקום אחר. אלא מלמד אותן שהן מותרים דמשמתין עלי דלא עביד שפיר. הרמב"ן זן. The Ramban says, not only that, even by the nedarim in our Mishnah, instead of teaching the Amaretz to get Hatara, if he says to the Amaretz, no, it's kulom mutar, you don't have to, if somebody teaches the Amaretz that's also inappropriate, and you put that guy in Tachanim as well. And he says, "Bekatvu b'tosfot chachmei ha-tzarfatim zan." Very interesting story, watch. Ma'ase, be'echad shenadar mikol perot sheba'olam, chutz midagan. There's a person who made a neder on all fruits in the world besides for grain. Ve'avar al nidro, he transgressed it, he ate fruit. Uba lishael lifnei harav, ve'nizkak lo le'altar. He came to the Rav, and the Rav gave matara right away. Uh-oh, since this was a neder deoraita, based on what we just said, what should have been the halacha? You should have had to wait. Why did he give matara right away? Ve'tiro ve'lo yizkiko linog isur kayamim shenag ba'meter. Ve'ta'anat harav aita. Why did the Rav do this? What was his ta'ana? Da'afalgav denidrad deoraita. Hava, even though it was neder deoraita, ve'afilu rabbanan tzarech shenog isur, afilu achi kivan she'imata me'akevo be'isuro, ata machshilo, sh'arei nadar b'davar she'i efshar la'amod alav. Over here, it's different. You know why? Even though, yes, he transgressed and he should have had to wait, but over here, why are we giving matara? Because it's impossible to stay away from all the fruits of the world. It's impossible to do that. So the longer you keep him in the neder, what are you doing to him? You're causing him to transgress it more. Therefore, even at the expense of not doing the right thing and him not getting his detention, what did the Rav want to do for him right away? Take it off. ועוד, שאם לא יהנה מפירות שבעולם, יסור כוחו מעליו, ולא יוכל להתעסק במלאכת שמיים. If he doesn't eat any fruits, that's also not healthy. What's going to happen to him? He's going to get weak, won't be able to learn, pray. לכך נזקק לו מיד, אך החמיר עליו כיוון שעבר נדרו שלא להתירו בחרתה לבפתח. What was his punishment to him? What? The heat? Oh yeah. Can you see what it's on?
Yeah, it's on.
No, what is it on? What temperature? 70? Really? You maybe put it on 69. So he says, well, it's going to turn off. Well, I mean, in the morning it's going to get cold, and it's better to keep it on the thermostat. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, bekitzur, so that is that. What was his chumrah on him? That he only allowed him to do with the petach, and not with the charata. Next mara, v'chachamim amrim, potchin lo petach. Tana, le'olam al tiragil bindarim. Do not make nedarim. Why? Don't be accustomed to making nedarim. Shesofecha lim'ol b'shvo'ot. Because by making nedarim, what's that going to lead you to? Shvuot as well. And shvuot are more severe than nedarim, because by shvuot, what does the pasuk say? Ki lo yenake. Val tiragil etzel ha-ma'aretz. It should say, shesofo la'achilcha tadvalim. Don't eat by an ha-ma'aretz, because eventually he's going to feed you תבן. אל תירגיל אצל כהן המארץ שסופו להכילך תרומת מאה את שצאי. Don't eat by a kohen ha'aretz, because at the end, he's going to feed you truma. And not only that, even if you're a kohen, still don't eat by a kohen ha'aretz, because he's going to give you truma teme'ah. Ve'al tarbe sicha im ha'isha, shesofecha lavo lidei ni'uf. Don't talk to women too much, because that's going to lead to ni'uf. That's already Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, we know that. Yeah, what's the continuation of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot? Be'ishto amru, kal v'chomer be'eshet chavero. Now he says, Rabbi Acha b'Rabbi Yoshiah omer, כל הצופה בנשים, now we're going to go a whole daf into דיני עריות, כל הצופה בנשים, סופו בא לידי עבירה. If you look at women, it leads to the עבירה itself. וכל המסתכל בעקבה של אישה, הביין לו בנין שאינם מעוגנים. A person who looks at the heel of a woman, he's going to have children who are unworthy, bad children. אמר רב יוסף, ובאשתו נידה. What's it talk? Even a... which means even though she's muteret to him, she will be muteret to him at some time, if a person gazes at the heel of a woman, even if it, of his nida wife, he's going to have bad children. Says the Gemara, that seems a little harsh. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, akeva hadechatane, bimkom atinofet, shum mechuvan kenegede akev. Over here, heel is only a euphemism for אותו מקום. Why? Because the heel is opposite that place. Now that, again, obviously it's asur to gaze at, first of all, the halakha is you're allowed to gaze at, are you allowed to gaze at your nida wife's heel? Actual heel. Yes. Mutar. Yes, obviously over here, what are we talking about? For some, now, by a random woman, obviously you're not allowed to look at the hana'a. That's for sure asur. But if this, the Gemara meant to say this, if it's something that's asur, afilu b'ishto nida, it's got to be something more severe than just the heel. Now, says the Gemara, continues. Tanya, ba'avur tihye yirato al penechem, zo busha. That's a reference to shame. Levilti techetau, that's the continuation of the pasuk, melamed shabusha mevi'a lidei yirat chet. Shame brings a person to fear of sin. Mikan amru, siman yafe be'adam, shu baishan. It's a good thing if a person is baishan. It shows that he has yirat shamayim. אחרים אומרים, who's אחרים? רבי מאיר. כל אדם המתבייש לא במהרה הוא חוטא. A person who has shame, a person who's bashful, doesn't sin quickly. ומי שאין לו בושת פנים, בידוע שלא עמדו אבותיו על הר סיני. A person who doesn't have bashfulness, a person who doesn't have shame, you know for sure his parents didn't stand at הר סיני. That doesn't necessarily mean he's not Jewish. Could mean his descends from Gerim. But that's best case scenario. Worst case scenario, he's a shegetz, yeah? Best case scenario, his parents didn't stand at Har Sinai. Now he says...
Right, could
he
refer to the kutin and the other groups as well?
Well, kutin stood at Har Sinai. I mean, kutim or gerim, actually. I mean, but... Could be. So, let's see. Let's see the Ran. Al tiragil bin darim shesofcha lim'ol b'shvaot. Dachamir etefe, it's worse. דכתיב בו לא ינקה להכילך תרומת המעל להזהיר אפילו כהן שלא ירגיל אצל כהן המארץ. Even a כהן should not be too regular by כהן המארץ. ובאשתו נידה, אפילו אשתו נידה שיש לו בה שעת היתר, even though she will be מותר, מלמד שהבושה מביאה ליראת חטא, דעל פניכם משמע בושת פנים. וכתיב בתרי ורצה, afterwards, לבלתי תחטאו, it'll prevent you from sinning. לא עמדו אבותיו על הר סיני, שהרי נתן טעם למעמד הר סיני. What's the reason for מעמד הר סיני, says the פסוק, לבעבור תהיה יראתו על פניכם. The whole point of מעמד הר סיני was to grant us, to bestow us with יראת שמיים. וכתיב, את אשר ישנו פה היום, ואת אשר איננו פה, ומי שאין לו בושת פנים, אינו מזרעם. A person who doesn't have anybody who stood at Har Sinai, him and his all of his offspring were infused with Yirat Shamayim. A person who doesn't have busha, which means he doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, what can that tell you? Work the logic backwards. His parents were not at Har Sinai. Okay. The next Gemara, Rabotai, disclaimer. The next Gemara is going to be quite graphic. There are many different pirushim for the things that go on in this Gemara. And I'm going to stick with the pirush of the Ran. There's different pirushim. I'm going to stick with the Ran for now. Yeah? Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai. Arba'a dvarim sachulim al achei asharit. The Malachim told me four things. Chigrin mipenema havyan. Why does a person have children who are lame? You know what lame is? They can't walk properly. What's the reason? Mipenei shofchim et shulchanam. Because they flip over the table. Now, all of these things in the Gemara is going to speak bilshon nekiyah. Ze machlok taposkim what this means. Hofchim et shulchanam, according to most rishonim, means bi'ah shelo kedarka. Panim keneged oref, which means instead of the shulchan being the regular way, he flips it over. And that the Rosh writes over here, it's midah keneged midah. Since he was matriach his wife to be on her knees for that act, the kid gets it midah keneged midah that he's going to have problem with his feet also. And he says, why are they mute? Why are children born mute? Because people kiss in that area. Why are children born deaf mutes? Because people speak during Tashmish Amita, the couple. Somin mipnei mahavyan. Why are children bar minan born blind? Mipnei shemistakelin beoto makom. Because people look at this makom. Urminhu. Now we're going to ask a contradiction. Shalu et Ima Shalom. Ima Shalom was the famous wife of Rabbi Eliezer Gadol. Yeah, sister of
my grandmother's name.
Rabban Gamliel. Yeah, Rabban Gamliel. Yeah, says the Gemara. One time there was a machloket between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Ba'alacha. It's a Gemara in Barchot. We saw it. And she always made sure, Ima Shalom, that Rabbi Eliezer, her husband, didn't meet up with Rabban Gamliel after that because she didn't want him to look at him. Because Ima Shalom knew that if her husband would look at her brother, he would die. And that's what happened. They met up on time. Rabbi Eliezer looked at him and he passed away. Now, he says, Urminu.
Looked at him or said the
Huh? He said, Urmin, that's why she always, that's the Gemara, you're right. She always prevented him from falling on his face.
Right.
From falling on his face during Tachanun. Every time she would distract him from falling on his face, because what's it called? Nefilat apayim, literally means what? Falling on the face. She would prevent him because she said, that's the story, Mechila, you're right. The day that Rabbi Eliezer falls on his face, my brother's going to die. And he says, Urminhu, Shalu et Ima Shalom, Mipnema banaich yefyefin biyoter. Why are children so beautiful, handsome? Amra lahin, Eno mesaper imi, lo betchilat alayla, velo besof alayla, ela bachatzot alayla. When engaging in relations, he doesn't speak to me at the beginning of the night, nor at the end, only in the middle of the night. Uchshu mesaper, megale tefach, umchase tefach. When he speaks to me bishat hashmish, he only, even though women, when they use the restroom, the Gemara says, how much are women allowed to uncover? Two tefach. Nevertheless, Rabbi Eliezer, even Bishat HaShmish, would only reveal one tefach of his wife, which means he was extremely tzanua. Vedome alav kemi shekafa'o shed. And when he engaged in the act, it was like he was being forced by a demon, which means it was rushed. Ve'amarti lo matam, why are you doing all this? ואמר לי כדי שלא אתן את עיניי באישה אחרת רבי אליעזר הגדול קדוש וטהור עליון. What does he say? So I don't want to have חס ושלום a moment where I'm thinking of anybody else. ונמצאו בניו באים לידי ממזרות, which would cause my children to חס ושלום be forms of ממזרים. That's why he did it so fast and in this way. What do we see from here? What's the question based on this story? We see that רבי אליעזר spoke to his wife during שעת השמיש. And how did the children come out? Magnificent. The Gemara said before that they come out not lame. They come out mute as a result of speaking during Tashmish. Says the Gemara, La Kashya, Ha b'mile di Tashmish, Ha b'mile achranaita. The Gemara says, when you're speaking about Tashmish things, it's mutar and even encouraged in order to create the bond or increase the bond between husband and wife. But if you're speaking about random things, that's what the Gemara before is talking about. It's completely asur to speak about random things during Tashmish. Let's go back and see the run, huh?
The word
Shemus? It's considered a leka, it's not sanua. It's considered a zilzul in the whole act. Yeah? Now, says the run, go back to Amud Aleph. Since he changed by the thigh, he also gets hit by the thigh. There's an opinion that the Mefarish, that Rashi was not Rashi, but the Mefarish brings down that it's that Hofchin et Shulchanam means hu lemata vehi lemala. We don't hold like that lalacha. Now, chereshin she'en shomein ve'en medabrin, deaf mutes shemsaprim b'shat hashmish v'nimtza chotein bedibur uvishmi'a. If they speak during tashmish, then that's a sin in dibur and shmi'a. Says the run on the top. Lo betchilat ha'layla ve'af besof ha'layla nashim holchot b'shuk v'yiten da'ato aleihem. Why did he not want to do tashmish or even speak during in the beginning or end of the night? Beginning of the night, there's still women on the street. End of the night, which means close to Alot HaShachar, once again, people start walking on the street. He didn't want to hear anybody's voices during Tashmish. Pure. כשהוא מספר, כשהוא משמש מיטתו, מגלה טפח ומחסה טפח. בפרק משמתו, אמרינן, שיתירו, it should say לאישה, לגלות טפחיים לקטנים, והוא היה מגלה טפח מאותן טפחיים ומחסה טפח, כלומר, וטפח שני נשאר מחוסה. He would leave the second טפח, which was permitted to be uncovered, yeah, he would allow that. Now again, the Shulchan Aruch brings this down. This obviously was a, what Rabbi Eliezer was doing was a tremendous, tremendous level of Kedusha V'Tahora. Not necessarily what Rabbi Eliezer did with his wife is halachically binding to everybody else. You have to understand that. You know that. Huh? What? Also Rambam what? No, we're going to, one second. Rabbi, huh? We're going to say, well, Nachon, but don't get the idea. Rabbi Eliezer was in a tremendous, Rabbi Eliezer obviously, and his wife, because if his wife wasn't on that level, you better believe that what? Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't be acting this way, because you can't, especially in these areas, you can't be too machmir on the account of somebody else. So over here, obviously, Rabbi Eliezer and his wife are on tremendous spiritual levels. And he says, כמי שקפאו שד, שהיה ממהר כאדם הנטרד מחמת שד שקופה, was very rushed. Alma mesaper haya bishat tashmish. What do you see from here also? Apparently the fact that it was very rushed didn't bother. Now he says, ha b'milad de tashmish, sharek kedel ertzotah, it's mutar, in order to appease her. Says the Gemara, after all this is said and done, these four things that Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zo divrei Yochanan ben Dehavai, this, the, what we said before is the opinion of Yochanan ben Dehavai. Aval amru chachamim en halacha ki Yochanan ben Dehavai. The chachamim already negated his opinions. And what did they say? Ela kol ma she'adam rotze la'asot be'ishto oseh. Whatever a person wants to do with his wife, he can do. Mashal lebasar haba mibet ha'tabach. It's like meat that comes from the butcher. Ratzal le'ochlo be'melach ochlo. I wish they would teach these gemarot to women in the liberal and all these... Boom, you are. We're going to see not only that, but Tanaim. Tanaim Kedoshim told women in their face that they're like meat. We're going to, obviously, they didn't mean it. We're going to see in the Gemara. Look. Ratza le'ochlo b'melach ochlo. Tzali ochlo. Mevushal ochlo. Shaluk ochlo. Which means, when you get your meat from the butcher, ain't nobody telling you how to cook it. V'chein, dag abba mibet ha'tzayad, same with the fish from the fisherman. Amar ha'memor. Huh? Oh yeah, one second. We're going to get to the halacha soon. La halacha. Nachon. So there's actually a machloket of poskim. The Rambam, many poskim understand the Rambam to hold kol as kol. Maran does not. Maran Siman Rishmim does not understand the Rambam that way. Maran Shulchan Aruch holds that everything is mutar. Now again, not the most necessarily kadosh. Everything is mutar besides four. Listakel be'oto makom and lenashek be'oto makom. That's it. Everything else is mutar leda'at Maran. Not kadosh, but mutar. Now, no. Well, because we say, en alacha ki Yochanan ben Dehavai. Yeah. Because if there were repercussions, the Gemara wouldn't allow it. Yeah. Now, another thing. Says the Gemara, Amar ha'memor, man malachi asharet, Rabbanan. Who are the malachei asharet that Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai said he was speaking to? It's the Rabbanan. The itema malachei asharet mamash, amai, amar Rabbi Yochanan, en alacha ki Yochanan ben Dehavai, ha'inu bekiye b'tzurat valad, tafe. If Yochanan ben Dehavai really spoke to actual malachim, they know about the formation of the fetus much better than we do. So why would we say that the halacha is not like him? Apparently what? Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai wasn't really speaking to actual malachim. Who was he speaking to? Rabbanan. V'amai karalu malachei asharet, demetzayne ke malachei asharet, because they are special and unique like malachim. Says the Gemara.
Why would you say that the Shemayim is
Huh? No, but you can't say, look, if you actually spoke to Malachim and the Malachim say, by the way, if you engage in these behaviors, it's going to deform the Valad, that's pretty dangerous. And we wouldn't say, not in terms of halachics, but in terms of practice. You're going to tell people the halacha is not that way when it can lead to deformities? Yeah, that's pshat. Says the Gemara, huh? What do you mean? Halachically, yeah. But deformity-wise, no. Not necessarily. Not, if Malachim come and tell you, actually, this and this and this causes babies to be deformed, you're going to argue with Malachim? No. No. That's the rule applies in halacha. The Malachim say practically. Not necessarily. The Malachim are saying practically. If the Malachim said it, practically, these things cause deformities, you're not going to mess with that. And the Chachamim won't tell you to do that either. No. I know, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about halacha. Just like, imagine, let's imagine for a second that the Chachamim said it's mutar to smoke. Okay? Now the Malachim come and tell you, smoking causes lung cancer. Okay? Now, just because it's... So now, are we going to say, okay, go ahead and smoke because it's mutar. Now the Malachim aren't arguing. They're saying it might be mutar, but... So cause lung cancer. You have the difference? Now, Oitat, says the Gemara, I love this story. Haide atay lekamed Rabbi. Amra lo Rabbi, arachti lo shulchan vaafacho. There's a woman who came before Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and she said, Halacha, I guess it happened a bunch of times, and she couldn't handle it, so she came to the Gadol, she came to the Rav, and she said, Rabbi, this is what's going on, I don't know what to do. Yeah, what happened was that she wanted to be with him in the normal way, and he kept on flipping her over and doing it shelo kedarka. Ve'amar la biti, Torah hitiratech, v'ani ma'eselach. The Torah allowed him to do whatever he wants with you. What can I help? How can I help you? What can I do? Hayde atay lekamed. Watch, this one gets better. Hayde atay lekamed derav.
Give permission, or
huh?
We're assuming
it was
permission, or
it was
just
no. It's mutar.
No, I'm saying that she's complaining. Right?
She doesn't need. He doesn't need permission.
He doesn't need permission.
You're his. Yeah. No, you are his object. Now he says like this. Yeah.
Because it's against her will.
The tashmish is not against her will. The method is against her will.
Right, the method.
Okay. Yeah. Or let's say she begrudgingly gave in, but maybe she didn't like it so much. Now another thing, Hayde atay lekamed derav. Amra lo Rabbi, arachti lo shulchan vaafacho. Same story. Amar mai shina min binita. Why are you any different than fish? Means what? Just like I can't tell him how to cook his fish, I also can't tell him v'chule. Meaning these tannaim were telling women, they were comparing women to their faces, to meat and fish, and the women took it. Yeah, now. So, yeah, right.
Sounds like you just explained to your husband's preference.
No. Well, I mean, it's very. Okay. And she says, but it's not mine.
No, she's saying that she seems to be trying to rub, like, you're not doing it correctly. So
no.
This is his preference.
Not correctly. She doesn't like it. And they're telling her, I can't help you. Yeah. Weiter. Says the Gemara, ולא תטורו אחרי לבבכם. מכאן אמר בי, אל ישתה אדם בכוס זה ויתן עיניו בכוס אחר. Person should not, it's a mashal, obviously, once again, a euphemism, not to cohabit with his wife and think about another woman. אמר אבינה לא נצרכה, that's not a חידוש, אלא דאפילו שתיהן נשב. Not only a random woman, that's not even a chidush, bevadai na. What's the chidush? Even if both of them are his wives. And now the Gemara...
At the same time?
No. What do you mean at the same time?
He's married to both women.
Yeah. Nevertheless, you got to go one by one. Yeah.
The previous two stories can't be against her will, because since the rabbis allowed it,
yeah,
not be against her will, because against her will,
it's only... Onus. So that's what I said before. It's maybe... She begrudgingly agreed.
So what happened?
Onus is onus. Yeah? Onus, they teach in, you know, no means no. So maybe it wasn't just a flat out no. Was,
Huh?
Yeah.
It's like a tangent, but that means that with Yaakov,
we spoke, I gave a shear about it. There's five answers among the Rishonim how to answer that question. So, we'll speak. Wait. One second. He says, I did it. There doesn't need to be words. It's just different combinations of sound, grunts, noise. What the noise is? You never heard them?
No.
Back in the day?
No.
No moos, no brays, no nays, none of that? No. Where do you come? Maybe you come from different places. Huh? Limit extinct? They're not extinct. Anyway. But it's one. It's a. I know that is true. But that's why we have Torah. The Torah refines a person. Because people were born with certain animalistic tendencies. That's what it is. When a person doesn't, a person is born on the fence, 50-50 between animal and malach. Now, the more you engage in Torah and mitzvot, so that helps to pull you towards the malach side. The more you don't, so then you just fall more into old McDonald's side. And that's the now. Vital. Now says the Gemara, we can make more sounds for old McDonald. There's all sorts of old McDonald had a now he says like this. Vaiter. Vaiter. Yeah, says the Gemara. Now there's a pasuk in the Navi Yechezkel. Uvaroti mikem hamoredim ve'aposhim bi. I will remove from among you the rebellious and those who sin against me. Amar Rabbi Levi, elu b'nei tesha amidot. This is a reference to children who are born with all sorts of blemishes as a result of being born from the following unions. How so? B'nei asenat mishagach. Okay, now let's count them. B'nei ema, children born of fear, which means a union not that's forced, but imposed fear. B'nei anusa, now that is rape. B'nei sinua, son of a hated woman, if they cohabited while she's hated. B'nei nidui, children, if he or she are in nidui when they cohabit. B'nei temura, if he's thinking about another woman as he's cohabiting with her. B'nei meriva, if they're in a fight and they cohabit. B'nei shichrut, if either of the spouses is intoxicated. B'nei gerushat alev, if a person already made up his mind to divorce her, and yet he cohabits with her. B'nei irbuvia, if the woman cohabits with many men and she gets pregnant, she doesn't know who he's from, the kid is going to be born messed up. B'nei chatzufa, and a child that's born from a woman who is brazen enough to ask or to demand tashmish. Not force. You know what I'm saying? That's. I mean, it depends on the community, but. No, but I'm saying. I guess it technically could happen. You know what I'm saying? But mikol makom. No, not convinced. If she claims, if she says miforah, she demands it vocally. That's called bene chatzufa. Any. No. That's a pretty scary sound coming from a woman. And it says the mala. That's Ailonit. Now says the Gemara. Any. Veha Amar Bishmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Bionatan. Kol Adam Sheishto Tova'ato Havyan Lo Banim Sheafilu Bedoro Shel Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Hayu Kmotam. Any man whose wife pushes him but claims Tashmish from him, the children are going to be so great. There weren't such children in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Havu lachem anashim chachamim unvonim uchtiv vayikach et rashi shivtechem velaketiv nevonim." Doesn't say nevonim. They didn't have such children. Uchtiv Yisachar hamor garim uchtiv mibnei Yisachar yodei bina leitim. Bnei Yisachar, Yisachar was born from which union? From when Leah gave the Dudaim to Rachel, and she came out towards Yaakov, and she said, Lachin, you're going to be with me this evening, right? And Yisachar was born from that, and we see Yisachar, they had the greatest minds, the greatest chachamim in all of Am Yisrael came from Shevet Yisachar. So how can you tell me that demanding tashmish seems like le'adir begets bad children? To which the Gemara answers, Hahid Mertziya Artsuye. Over there, Le'ad didn't vocally demand it from, she said, you're going to sleep in my tent tonight, which means from there he understood, but to actually vocally express it vulgarly, that's going to make, you know, that's going to make the kid a potato head. Now, says the Ram. Yeah. You know, last year, 2 years ago, when I was growing up, that, you know, Mr. Potato Head, Mrs. Potato Head, they pulled the Mr. and Mrs. No more. Now it's French fries. Now it's just
the. Not even the USA soccer.
Yeah.
You know, they changed the American flag to the rainbow flag.
Shkoyach. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So that's why they lose. Now he says, "What are you saying?" Okay. Okay. Yes. That's not vulgar. That's exactly the point. That is, no, it's not explicit. You're going to spend time with me tonight in my tent. Yeah. So you're going to spend time with me. Now, says the Ran. התורה היא תירת איך, דכתיב, כי כך איש אישה שהיא לקוחה לו לעשות בה כל חפצו, וכתב רמב״ם ז"ל, פרק א' מהלכות איסורי ביאה, and Maran brings this down as well, ובלבד שלא יצא שכבת זרע לבטלה. You're allowed to do anything, including הפיכת השולחן, provided that no זרע לבטלה. מה ישנה מן בניתה, דג שצלו או שולקו, שצולע או שולקו כרצונו, אל ישתה אדם בכוזה, שבשעה שנזקק עם אשתו, לא ייתן עיניו באישה אחרת, אפילו אשתו. המורדים והפושעים בי, אלו בני תשע מידות, שלפי שיש צד עבירה ביצירתן, הוו מורדים ופושעים. Since they are formed from עבירות, they are like, in the eyes of הקדוש ברוך הוא, they are like those who rebel against them. בני אמה, לשון יראה, שמטיל אמה על אשתו להיזקק לה, שלא כרצונה. She doesn't really want to be with him, but he kind of scares her into it. ומתוך כך אין בניו הגונים, they're not good kids, לפי שנוהג שלא קשורה כדי דרשן המפרק המוצא תפילין, ואץ ברגליים חוטא, בני אנוסה, גרי עטפה מבני אמה, it's even worse, זה בני אמה להווה אנוסה ממש. She's scared, but she submits to it. ואנוסה מהירה בשאנסה לגמרי, where he actually raped her. ומתוך ששני אלו קרובים להיות זה כזה, they're really almost the same. חשיב לוק אחד, דרבי לוי אמר תשע מידות, ובפרטן אתה מוצא עשר. If you count it up, it sounds like ten. But we're saying really what? אמה. And אנוסה, you can count as one. בני שנואה, ששונאה, ומתוך כך, נותן דעתו על אישה אחרת. Since he hates her, what does that lead to? You're thinking about somebody else. בני נידוי, by the way, this is the biggest חידוש. You know, you're going to say, oh, you read the lines before, it sounds like the Chas v'shalom, the Gemara can be misinterpreted as chauvinism, right? Meat and fish, we spoke about that before, now we made a joke. But look at this, look how much the Torah protects the feelings of the woman. The woman's not the object for tashmish amita. It has to be b'kdusha, v'tahora, v'ahava, that's why all these things are asur, and it causes bad children to be born. Yeah, those who, you know, the feminist should read to the last part of the Gemara also to show how chashuv the woman is, and not an object for a man just to, you know, do whatever he wants. You see, it's got to be done b'kdusha, because otherwise it causes all these zachen. B'nei nidui, sheba'a aleha k'sho menudeh. B'nei temura, sheba'a l'achat minasha v'kassavur shi'itzarata. Person thought it's one wife and it turns out to be the other. B'nei meriva, af al pi she'no son'a, ela sha'aita meriva b'neihem lefi sha'a. Even if they're just fighting now. B'nei shichrut, shemitoch shichruto eno noten da'ato al ishto. Since he's so intoxicated, he's not thinking about his wife. בני גרושת הלב שגמר בליבו לגרשה, he already made up his mind to divorce her. בני ערבוביה שבאו עליה כמה בני אדם, right? She's been around and she doesn't know who the kid's from. בני חצופה שמעיזה פניה להיות תובעתו בפה, she asks for it verbally, explicitly. כל אדם שאשתו תובעתו כלאה שיצאה לפני יעקב ואמרה לו אליי תבוא, ויצא ממנה יששכר, דכתיבו מבני יששכר יודע בינה לעיתים. דמרצייה ארצויה, שמפתה אותו בדברי ריצוי ופיוס כלאה, שלא אמרה ליעקב, אלא לסור בעולה. She just said, come to my tent. אבל לא שתי תובעתו בפה, not that the woman should actually verbalize תשמיש המיטה, that is unacceptable. הדנן הלך פרק, ואלו מותרים, וזאת השם will continue tomorrow. ברוך ה' לעולם, אמן ואמן, 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 אמן ואמן,